Listeners, welcome to season 3 of Art Live with Irenia. I'm your host, Irenia Roussel. Welcome back to my avid fans. And if you're listening for the first time, stay locked and loaded, because this season is filled with amazing guests who are sharing hilarious, candid stories. This podcast is your conversational blessing, which will give you the boost and energy and ideas you need to kickstart your big pivot in your career, in your entrepreneurial journey, as well as life. In this podcast, you'll realize we are much more than just business. Your self-care is important to us, so be sure to take it all in and adapt as it fits your lifestyle. These candid conversations are your dose of inspiration to make you realize that you never quit on your dream. Sometimes the pause occurs to give you the nudge you need to pivot to a new direction. Listeners, if you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment at the end to rate and review this episode on Apple Podcasts to let me know what nuggets you received here today. And most importantly, share this episode with a friend. You never know. This may just be the conversational blessing which they needed today. Now, let's get into this episode. Listeners, I just love today's guest. Christine teaches us the power of possibility as long as we believe in ourselves. Listeners, my wish for you as you tune into our show is that you get inspired to start small, start where you are, and continue to pursue your dreams. I'm happy to be in conversation with Miss Christine M. Roberts, former C-level executive, beaming in from Atlanta, Georgia, virtually, who made a big pivot from corporate to entrepreneurship in 2019. Christine is a success coach who partners with ambitious women to do less, be more, and create your best life using her signature GROW method. With neuroscience-based practices, Christine guides women to design their purposeful and fulfilling life. Christine's corporate experiences at Disney and the John Maxwell Company and balancing motherhood have inspired her growth and leadership. Her clients say that they improve their perspective, productivity, and joy after using Christine's strategies. In this episode, Christine and I had a hilarious candid conversation about her career, her entrepreneurial journey, as well as life with her kids. We talked about leadership, the power of possibility, mindset, having a very strong one, as well as some of her failures and triumphs, and all that jazz that makes life so exciting. One big golden nugget from Christine: where you come from does not define what you can be in life. Now let's get into this episode. Welcome, Christine.
Well, thank you, Irene. It's such an honor to be here.
Well, the honor is all mine, because I am so excited to have you on, because I know that you have so many golden nuggets that you're going to share with our listeners.
Yes, I will. I'm going to do my best. That's the main objective is, sharing my failures and my triumphs, and hopefully add value for your listeners.
That is absolutely fantastic. So let's get our listeners, ready for you. Give us a little bit of your backstory. How did Christine M. Roberts become the woman that she is today?
Yeah, thanks so much, Irenia. I'm so honored to be here. And just to give you a real quick Reader's Digest version, I grew up in Rochester, New York, up near Canada, in grew up there with, in a family, there was a lot of dysfunction growing up as far as, you know, domestic violence, alcoholism, sexual abuse. And I share that because I want your listeners to know, if there's anyone out there, that wherever you came from or where you are today does not define who you can be or what you can achieve in your life. Because at this stage, I am now an entrepreneur and, you know, just love what I'm doing. But the journey to get here really started when I came to Atlanta. I drove a little Nissan Sentra to Hotlanta and no air conditioning, and was going door to door selling copiers, paper shredders, and fax machines. Built a lot of character. And I think people bought from me because I was so pathetic. I was drenched in sweat and, you know, just trying to sell something. But during that time is when I really became interested in personal development, human behavior, you know, neuroscience and quantum physics, things like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I would listen, and I've done all these different seminars and courses and reading and so forth, and have just always been interested in culture and companies. And so in my career, I did really well and, you know, got promoted to California and then ended up back in Atlanta. And during that time, you know, I had not gone to college because when I was 16, my parents divorced, and it really had not hurt me in my career. But it bothered me. So I tried to figure out how I could get a degree without going to night school for 20 years. And I ended up being the first person that was accepted into the executive MBA at Georgia State University. And I was working at the time. So it was like a 2-year program where you went to school alternating Fridays and every Saturday. And so that was amazing. And I ended up working with John Maxwell, the president of John Maxwell Company. I met him and we had a conversation, and he asked me if I would ever be interested if they had a position open. And I was like, absolutely, you know, that's my people. And so I was a leadership consultant there, and then worked most recently with Disney. I was in their advisory group and handled the Southeast region here in the US. And that group was about taking the Disney approach to how Disney creates the magic, you know, culture, employee engagement, leadership, quality service, employee engagement, and helping companies apply that Disney approach in their business. And in October of 2019, there was a reorganization, and my position had been eliminated. And I was devastated at the time. And But then, after I kind of wallowed in that and felt bad, and then I said, you know what, I've wanted to start my own company for a long time, but I had the golden handcuffs, and now's my chance. So here I am, and love and life. It's, don't get me wrong, it's scary and hard and fun and frustrating, but that's how I got here.
Wow, Christine, there is so much to unpack in that backstory of yours, so many things, right? You started off in Rochester, you know, you did some sales, which is awesome. And of course, the fascinating thing that really piqued my interest is the fact that you did your MBA without having an undergrad degree. How did you accomplish that?
Yeah. Well, you know what, Irina, this, and for anyone listening, everything comes back to what you believe is possible. And, you know, early on, just, you know, learning so many things in how we think and what we believe is possible. It was one of those things where I had already accomplished a lot of things that really people would say weren't, you know, that weren't probably possible. And getting the MBA, I'd done well in my job, and I was like, I don't want to go back to school at night for 20 years. So I started researching what are the other options of how I could get a degree without going to school for a long time. And I wanted to keep working while I was going to school. And I discovered executive MBA programs, which are really geared to professionals. Like many times Executive MBA programs are for people that are in middle management within organizations and they're being groomed for executive positions. And so in Atlanta, I went to some of the orientations with the different colleges here. And Georgia State at the time was one of the top 20 programs globally. And at the orientation, I got to find out who all the administration people were, like who makes the decisions of who gets into the program. So I treated it like a sale, right? Because I said, people, it's always people that make the decisions, right? There's humans that are making decisions. And so I started taking GMAT, you know, graduate management and mission test prepping. So like prep classes for the GMAT, because you have to take that. And I, you know, it's funny because I didn't tell hardly anybody what I was doing. And the reason is because I didn't want anyone squelching my dreams. And I think for anyone out there, if you have big dreams and you've got big goals and you've got big things, like even for you, Irina, you're doing this podcast. I mean,
yeah,
you're doing such cool things. And it's like, you know, sometimes if there's something big that you want to do, you got to get momentum and get the ball rolling and be careful who you share it with, because you want to make sure you share it with people that are going to support you and encourage you. And so with the executive MBA, I just stayed focused on how it could happen. I wouldn't even allow myself to think about not getting in. I just was in my head. I was like, I'm going to get into this program. And one of the practices that I have is, in the morning, I have my God time, my quiet time, journaling, visualization, and I would literally write out what I would feel like when I graduated, and I would see myself graduating. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, they let me into the program, but I was very intentional getting to know who the decision makers were, writing them all, you know, notes, connecting with them. I put together a whole binder for my accomplishments and I presented the application to them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I definitely have been beyond to get in. And,
mm-hmm. and you know, Christine, at that time, you were a mid-career professional, right? And working as a leadership consultant, you had acquired quite a bit of real life experience. Is that correct?
Yeah, at that time, actually, I was working for Mellon Bank. I worked in the finance industry at the time. So, you know, even though that was sales, so I did like $1 million to $10 million deals in the manufacturing world. So we would finance manufacturing equipment. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I definitely was as a vice president at that company. And then, you know, that is all about people, though. Like everything I did was... it was really fundamentally about connecting with people and understanding people. And so that's been the root passion for me is, you know, our thinking and people.
Yeah, I love it. I love the fact that, you know, you saw that you needed to up-level your skills and you put the process or you put the actions to make it happen. So whether that's connecting with the people, getting the GMAT, putting the application in, and voila, it's done. Mm-hmm. And another thing I like about your journey is also the fact that, you know, you listened to a lot of leadership development, right? You followed John Maxwell and some of his works, and now you became a leadership consultant under this. Tell us about this journey.
Yes. Let's see. Well, you know, what's interesting is working at the finance company, I had gone to Las Vegas with my mother-in-law, and then a friend of mine met me there, and she was going to Zappos she was calling on Zappos, which I don't know if anybody knows who Zappos is. It's a company that like skyrocketed to $1 billion in revenue. Sorry, that's my assistant. And so Tony Hsieh wrote a book called Happiness, The Pursuit of Passion and Profits. And I just was fascinated by that, even though that had nothing to do with my job at the time. And I created a culture plan for my company that I was working for, and actually had presented it to the executive leadership. And so then I met the president of the John Maxwell Company and was sharing with him my journey, because I also had written a book. I wrote a book called Inspirational Mind Food. And I've been doing speaking for years. I speak to students at colleges and here in our, you know, local areas. So I've been doing all these things on the side, and I wrote a column in a magazine. I've been doing that for 10 years. And so when I shared with the president of the John Maxwell Company, like my journey, my passion about people, he said to me, if we ever had a position available, would you be interested? And I was so flattered. I said, absolutely. Well, within about, I don't know, a month or so, I reached out to him and they had a position that opened up. So I interviewed and got that position as one of the leadership consultants. So kind of crazy.
No, it's absolutely amazing. That people connection, here it is again. You met him, a position came up, you applied, and boom, you got the job, right? Based on your experience and your expertise and your wonderful, you know, sales career behind you, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I tell people, I had done a talk a while back when I was after grad school. I spoke at Georgia State University, and I did a talk on success in life utilizing the human enterprise, because everything's about people. You know, when I tell, when I share that story of getting, you know, accepted into the executive MBA at Georgia State, everybody says to me, I didn't know you could do that. Well, it really, I was the first person. So many people felt like it wasn't possible. But to me, there's people that make the decision on everything. And so being intentional with relationships and connecting with people and serving people, you know, like doing, like Zig Ziglar would talk about, if, you know, if you want success, if you help enough other people be successful, it's, I'm paraphrasing what he said, but it's like, basically, if you help enough other people, then you'll get to where you want to be. So I think that's a component of it. And like meeting, you know, the president of John Maxwell Company and having a conversation with him, and then, you know, keeping in touch and following up and staying connected.
That's awesome. And then after that, you pivoted to Disney. Tell us about that journey.
Well, you know, it's, so this is probably like a whole nother discussion, but in 2016, our family, I was working a lot. When I worked with John Maxwell, I was working a lot. Our children were in the stage of like sports, and like life was really, felt like a rat race to me. Like, even though on paper we had the big house, the fancy cars, you know, lots of abundance, life felt like a grind. And our kids were 10 and 12. And I'd met a couple that had traveled with their family in an RV. I'd met them at I went to a speaker conference with Brian Tracy, which if anyone knows him, he was a big personal development guru as well. So the seed had been planted for that. And in 2016, I told my husband, I said, look, we need to get out of here. Like, I want to travel America in an RV like these other people did. They did it. We can do it. It's a long story. My husband was not on board initially. He's an engineer, and I had to do like a spreadsheet for him with all the, you know, his concerns.
Oh my goodness. He just made me laugh. Okay.
Yeah. So again, hey, I convinced people to let me into the MBA with no undergrad and was like a B student. So I convinced my husband. That was the big thing. So we sold our house, our cars, gave away most of our stuff, and we bought a 38-foot RV and a Jeep, and we traveled America for a year. We were actually cast on a TV show called Going RV, which is still being shown. And we did that. We worked on the road. Our kids did the K-12 Georgia Cyber Academy. My husband and I both worked, you know, I was still working as a consultant. He was working for Cisco Systems. We did that for a year. And the first place we stayed was Disney. And it was amazing. And I remember saying, oh my gosh, you know, Disney, the whole motto is about creating happiness. Yes. And it's so in alignment with what I believe and, you know, just my philosophies. So it's kind of ironic because when we got back from traveling, I was on LinkedIn and this Disney position popped up and said, you know, Southeast region, Disney advisory group, blah, blah, blah. And I love John Maxwell and I love what I was doing, but this was more encompassing of all the culture. Like I was a leadership consultant mm-hmm. and the Disney role was the entire culture strategy around leadership as well, but employee engagement, quality service, you know, employing. And so it encompassed everything.
Yes.
And so needless to say, I applied there and was I hired and it was amazing. It was really fun. I got to do a lot of really cool stuff, like VIP stuff at Disney. And mm-hmm. and so that's how that happened.
Yeah. And I, you know, with you, I love that whole philosophy of Disney, you know, in terms of when it comes to saying yes and, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, shying away from the word no, especially mm-hmm. when you're building new things, and also the what if question, what if I could do this, and mm-hmm. and really exploring different ways to build and create new things. So it's awesome that you had that experience. And then after that, you blossomed and had your own business. Mm-hmm. And there was a journey or something pivotal that occurred there as well. Wow.
Yeah. Yes. Life, you know, it's like anyone who's listening, you know, this last year's been so crazy. I know for so many of you and so many of us. And I don't know, like I was telling my husband, no matter what happens, everything always works out for the best, you know? And even though, you know, as I mentioned, they had the reorg with Disney and my position was eliminated. It is where you find the lessons, you see all the lessons. And then I know it's been on my heart, you know, it's been on my heart for years to share, you know, really my fundamental belief and my fundamental like goal is to share mm-hmm. with people that everything comes back to what we feed our minds, you know, yes. what we believe, you know, belief drives behavior. Mm-hmm. So what do you believe? What you believe comes from what you feed your mind. So, you know, like all those years when I was, you know, and I'm a podcast junkie, a personal development junkie, audiobooks. It's like when we're feeding our minds good stuff, you know, good information that's adding value for our lives. Just like anyone listening right now, you're listening to Irina's podcast because you want to gain knowledge. You want to gain insights, things that add value for your life. And when you do that, it's like, then your belief system, it's like you're filling your mind with good stuff. And then when you believe, whatever you believe, it drives your thoughts, mm-hmm. which drive your feelings, which drives actions, which drives the results in your life. And so like just becoming an entrepreneur, it's been, I mean, it has been such a journey. And, you know, I the whole imposter syndrome and feeling insecure and feeling like, what the heck am I doing? I don't even know what I'm doing some days. You know, like I'll just get down on myself. And then I'll say, okay, I got to change my thinking, and I'll start, you know, I'll listen to like your podcast. I listened to it this morning when I went for a hike mm-hmm. and gained really great insight from Nicole's journey. And then you feel good. Then you get confidence back. So, you know, whatever it is that you want to do, you can do it. It's just, mm-hmm. it's just figuring out what is the good stuff to feed your mind to inspire you and to keep you motivated and believe that it's possible, whatever it might be for you.
I love that. I love that you said that. What is the good stuff that can feed your mind? Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, with your business, you are empowering your clients. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that you currently have in the pot, stirring for them.
Yes. Oh, goodness. It's been a busy time. It's been like creating content that helps people with mindset, because everything comes back, like I said, to our thinking. So I created a mindset reset course that's like 6 weeks, and it's all about, you know what it is? It's all about those small changes that compound over time. So like shifting our thinking, shifting our habits, because habits are just systems and processes that we put in place, you know, to create good habits, whether it's, you know, drinking a lot of water in the morning, or it's, you know, when you have a negative thought, replacing it with a good thought. It's all creating systems and processes to create good habits and good thinking. And to, again, ultimately to believe what is possible for you. So we've created the Mindset Reset course, and then I do group coaching with that. And then we also have just created, it's called the Kickstarter bundle. And it's just a really, it's like three sessions. There's a self-assessment tool that goes with that. And it's helping people evaluate where they are today in all of the different categories in our lives. So, you know, around mental and physical health, financial, spiritual, you know, mindset. Like it's got all these different categories that you can evaluate where you are today. And I think that's so important, because sometimes, you know, I don't know about you or anyone out there listening. Sometimes you can feel like, man, life just stinks. But when you sit down and look at your life, maybe it's one category, one area that you're just struggling. But then if you look at the other areas, you're like, hey, you know, it's going pretty good here. But we can perceive that everything's not going well. So it's really important to be mindful and to be intentional of where you are today and where you want to be, and have those small incremental things that drive you in the direction you want to go.
You know, Christine, you are so right. In terms of, you know, it's human nature for us to shed the spotlight on the things that are going wrong in our lives when we are so multidimensional. We have so many aspects in our lives, right? So many areas. And, you know, having that gratitude and being grateful for the small wins is so important. I love that, you know, you have this mindset Kickstarter bundle. How can my listeners find out more about this?
Yes, they can go to our website, Christine M. for Marie Roberts.com. And there's, you'll see a tab for mindset programs, and that's where you can find that.
All right. I'm going to drop that in the show notes. And there were so many things, you know, you mentioned about your life that's fascinating. You know, after your journey from Disney, of course, you pivoted and now you're an entrepreneur, right? You also had that RV experience, a family experience with your kids.
Yeah.
And at the same time, they went to Cyber Academy. So they did not lose out on their education while they were on the road, right?
Yeah. And actually they saw so many things in person, you know, Jamestown and the Grand Canyon, and they saw a lot of history of America firsthand.
That it's absolutely fabulous, right? That they were able to get that in-person experience and still continue on with their education. And you mentioned that you were also featured in an RV TV show. How did that become possible?
Yes. Well, someone told me about the show before we were traveling, and I went and looked it up, and you know, I went on their website, and it said it had a thing for casting. And so my thing was wanting to inspire families. Like I wanted to show people, because just like getting an MBA with no undergrad, people are, would always say like, well, how did, you know, I didn't think you could do that. Traveling, tell people that you're selling all your stuff. We did it in 4 months. We literally sold our house in 3 days. We sold a lot, gave away most of our stuff, bought, you know, sold our cars. I mean, people, like, we had to have that down, you know, like, we had to be pretty far along, because there was people that are like, you're not going to do that. Why would you do that? I could never do that. That's, you know, it was like, you know, and then there was people that were excited, and they were like, they were envious, you know, they were like, oh, I wish I had the guts to do that. But it's like, we just did it, and we just did it and made it happen. And, you know, I just lost my train of thought about what, why was I saying that? Oh, the show,
TV show. You had those naysayers, right? Yes. And then you had your positive crew, right?
Yes. Thank you, Irina. It's latte time. It's like, you know, I think I needed latte, yeah. But, yeah. Anyway, so I had gone on, and there was a casting thing, and I filled it out, and my whole intention around doing that was I wanted to inspire other families to know that you can, if you want to do this, you can do it. Because many times people can say, oh, I could never do that. Well, why? Death and taxes are the only thing for certain. Other than that, you know, in most situations we can create our own life, like, you know, wherever you live, like, you can do that. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, we were traveling, and the producers called us, and we did a Zoom call with a producer and casting agents. And then we were like the first show for season 5, like the, I forget what they call it, like the premiere show for season 5.
Awesome. Cool. I like that. So you enjoy finding your joy. So, Christine, what do you do to put a pep in your step and a pride in your stride every day?
I love that. Oh my goodness. You know, I think it really depends on the day. I mean, something I really enjoy actually is running. I love to run and listen to like really upbeat music. And that just gets me, I don't know, that just really inspires me. Mm-hmm. And then spending time with friends,
yes,
and family, you know, playing gin rummy with our family, getting together with girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And so, Christine, we know that music changes our vibes and our vibration. What song do you have in your playlist that really just sets you up in a good mood?
You know, there's a lot of them, but one song that when I play this, it kind of starts out slow and then it builds, and it's called This Is Me by Keila Settle. And I mean, it is like the best song. If I play it right now, I wish I could play it for you. So anybody out there, listen to that song. It's like just about being yourself and being it, loving yourself as you are. And it's so inspiring. And I just love cranking that up when I'm running.
That's awesome. I love it. And if there's any business or leadership books that has impacted your life, what would you like to share with our audience?
There is one, you know, when I was working with John Maxwell as a leadership consultant, I mean, there's so many books, but one book that I think is really great is called 5 Levels of Leadership by John C. Maxwell. And it is the framework for influence, because leadership is influence. And I just want to say to anyone out there, you know, a lot of times people would say, oh, I'm not a leader, you know, because their title isn't a high level title. But everyone is a leader because we all influence other people, whether you're a brother, a sister, a mother, a friend, a vice president, a janitor, whatever, it doesn't matter what the title is, because you influence other people. So that 5 Levels of Leadership is awesome content to learn how to be the best leader to influence others.
All right. Awesome. I like that. And you are also an author. Tell us a little bit about your book.
Yeah. So I have written a column in a magazine here for about 10 years. And the book's called Inspirational Mind Food. And the column that I write is only like 350 to 500 words.
Yes.
And it's kind of like motivational corner. So every topic is just about, it's usually something that's happened to me, the attention that I've had, and then I like to relate it to other people and offer, you know, solutions and what you can do to take action on it and how that ultimately improves the world. So the Inspirational Mind Food book is about feeding your mind good stuff. That's my whole premise. And it's a compilation of a bunch of articles that I've written. So very simple, easy read, almost like, you know, chicken soup for the soul kind of idea.
I love chicken soup for the soul. That's awesome.
Me too. So where simple. I don't have time to read for a long, you know, like it's like spurts. So it's easy for people who are busy.
Yeah. Where can we get your book?
Yes. So it's on Amazon, Barnes and Noble. I'm not sure. I think there's a couple of places, but if you Google Inspirational Mind Food by Christine M. Roberts, you can find it on Amazon, or predominantly Amazon is where people buy it.
I'm going to drop that in the show notes. All right.
Thank so, you.
You're welcome. So Kristen, we've talked about a lot of things. We talked about your early days, your career pivots that you've made, you know, into the corporate world, and then how you end up, you know, establishing your own business and your offerings today for your clients in terms of, you know, building a life of possibility, changing your mindset. And I love that, you know, you have that Kickstarter program that people can access. So once again, I would like to invite my listeners to continue the conversation with you. So apart from connecting with your website, how can they connect with you on social media as well?
Yes. So I'm on, you know, like everybody, I'm on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. If you go to Christine M. Roberts Coaching on Facebook and Christine M. Roberts 10 on Instagram, and I believe it's Christine M. Roberts 10 on LinkedIn as well. So if you Google me, you'll find, you know, that these days, everybody, we can all find each other, right?
You're absolutely right about that. My goodness. If there's one thought that you want to leave with our listeners today, what would it be?
I would go back to like wherever you are today or wherever you came from, you can be and do, you can be whoever you want to be, and you can accomplish whatever it is you want to accomplish. Whatever is on your heart, if there's some twinge that you have had in your life and you've just been like thinking it's not possible, it is possible. And if you have that gift, if you have that twinge or that, you know, something that you've wanted to do, that's a promise that's been put on your heart, and you need to follow it, and you need to have, you know, feel the fear and do it anyways, because that's usually what stops us. Just believe that it's possible, feed your mind good stuff, whatever it is that you want to do or accomplish, start surrounding yourself with people and information about that, and shoot for the stars.
All right. That is absolutely awesome. Listeners, there's so many golden gems here. You got to hit the replay button on this episode just to take some notes, right? Thank you so much, Christine, for coming on. I appreciate you. I appreciate all what you offered to our listeners.
Thank you. You are such a bright light, Irina. It's been such a pleasure talking to you.
All right. Awesome.
This interview was conducted remotely in my mom's home studio.
Listeners, if you love this episode, hit the follow button on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or head over to Spotify and hit that notification button. Also, if you're listening on Amazon Music, you can listen hands-free with your Alexa for iOS or Android, or in any of your Echo devices. We love our avid fans, and we most definitely want you to be the first to know when new episodes become available. As we continue to build a Live with Irina community, be sure to stay in touch with us. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram by following the Live with Irina podcast
as well. Email us at infolivewithirenia@gmail.com to get the full transcripts of our episodes. If you love reading blogs, head over to www.ireniarussell.org to get your latest blog golden nuggets. Listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you so much. This interview was conducted remotely in my home studio. I hope you find your new vibes in this new supernormal in 2021. I'm your host, Irina Roussel.